Sechtes Melacha is Daf Chavav, four lines from the top of Daf Chavav and Aleph after the Mishnah. And before we begin the Mishnah, let us recall that there was machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, Mesechtes Pesachim on Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph. And as the Gemara stated in Tanya, that the Pasuk in Pasuk Rei states, Vasisa Elosecha Basav Adam, so Rabbi Shua Imer, Im Ein Dam Im Basar, Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, that if one loses the dam of an animal or the dam becomes Tamei, then the Basar can no longer be eaten. And similarly, if the Basar of an animal gets lost or becomes Tamei, prior to Zrikas Adam, then one cannot do Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Elazar Imer, Dam Afal Pishayim Basar, Shenema V'Dam Zvachach Yishafech. Rabbi Elazar learns that even though there was no Basar, and for example, all the Basar became Tamei, or all the Basar was lost, then he could still do Zrikas Adam. And his Makar is from the continuation of the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, as the Pasuk states, V'Dam Zvachach Yishafech, and it's mashmor that you could do Zrikas Adam, Mikal Makayim, and even if we no longer have the Basar, you could still perform Zrikas Adam. And as we've mentioned multiple times, the kmitza of the mincha corresponds to the dam of a carbon, and the shirayim of a mincha corresponds to the bus of a carbon, and therefore the same machlekes that we just had between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua that apply to a zevach applies to a carbon mincha as well. And as our Mishnah teaches us, nitmu shirayah nisufu shirayah of the shirayah kmitis Rabbi Elazar kshira or kmitis Rabbi Shua psula, that if the shirayim of a carbon mincha become tamei or they're burnt or they're lost, then lefi Rabbi Elazar l'shitasai, so the kohen could be mak to the kmitza and the carbon would still be kosher. As just like Rabbi Elazar holds, benegeir carbon dam afal pishein basar and basar afal pishein dam, so he also holds kmitza afal pishein shirayim. However, the Mishnah teaches us chumidus Rabbi Shua psula, but according to Rabbi Shua l'shitasai, that mesechtes zvachim he holds im ein basar ein dam im ein dam ein basar. Therefore, he also holds benegeir carbon mincha im ein kmitz ein shirayim and im shirayim ein kmitza. And since it was nitmu shirayah or nisufu shirayah or avdu shirayah, therefore the kohen can no longer be makta the kmitza, and the carbon would be pasul. And keep in mind that certainly in the case of Nisuvu Shirel or of the Shirel, even if he would actually be mak to the Kaimitz, then the carbon would still be pasul. However, in the case where the Shirayim became Tamei and the Kayan went and was mak to the Kmitza, then certainly Lefi Ravina, if he actually was mak to the Kmitza B'Shegeg, and according to Rav Shila, even if he was mak to the Kmitza B'Mezid, then the carbon would still be kosher, as the tzitz would be Maratza. Before we begin with the Gemara, let us point out that we previously saw machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish on Daf Tesam Aleph, as Rabbi Yechon held that Shiari Mincha Shechasu ben Kmitz Laktara, that you still could be mak to the Kmitza. However, according to Rish Lakish, one would no longer be able to be mak to the Kmitza. And the Gemara in Daf Tes explained that the Machlekes is based on the Shita of Rabbi Shua. Our Gemara will now bring a Shita of Rav, and this Shita is going Daf Galafi, the Shita of Rabbi Yechon, that Shiari Mincha Shechasu ben Kmitz Laktara, that one could be mak to the Kmitza. And as our Gemara begins, Amar Rav, who Shinitmu Kol Shirea, Avam Mikzah Shirea Loi, and Rav explains that when Rabbi Shua stated on Mishnah that if the Shirayim become Tamei, then you can no longer be Makta to the Kmitza, and the Mincha is therefore Pasol, that is Dafka discussing a case where all of the Shirayim became Tamei. However, if only part of Shirayim became Tamei, and there's still a Kazayis left, then one could still be Makta to the Kmitza. And as we just saw in the name of Rabbi Echran, that Shiari Mincha Shechasu ben Kmitz Laktara, one could still be Makta to the Kmitza. And keep in mind that even though the Mincha would be Kosher, however, the Kohen would not be able to eat the Shirayim Mincha. And as we saw in the Gemara and Daf Tesam and Beis, that the only time one could eat Shirayim is only where you had all the Shirayim. However, if you only have some of the Shirayim, then the Kohen would no longer be able to eat the Shirayim. And as the Iri brought down, that the Pasuk states, V'Neseres Menah Mincha La'aron L'Vanav, and we learn out that the only thing that could be eaten is the Neseres, V'Loi HaNeseres Menah Neseres. And our Gemara continues, and is Medayik from the words of Rav, Kasal Kedaitach Nitme'in Ov V'Sar Floi, that since Rav specifically spoke about a case where the Shirayim became Tamei, so it would seem that the only time that Rav said his din is only benegei shirayim that became tamei, as since lemaisa the shirayim is still be'en, it's just that some part of it became tamei. So Rav holds that as long as you still have mixed shirayim that are not tamei, then one could still be makta the kmitza. However, if the shirayim were lost or burnt, then since you are actually missing some part of the shirayim, so Rav's din would not apply. And lefi Rabbi Shua, even if only part of the shirayim were lost or burnt, you would not be able to be makta the kmitza, and the mincha would be pasul. Based on this Havmin of Gemara, the Gemara has a Shaila as Maika Sava, as well as Rav hold, as Ika Sava Shiur Milsihi, Afilo Abba Vasarav Nami, as if Rav holds that even if one has part of the Shirayim, then that suffices in order to be Mak to the Kmitza, then why should he be Mechali between a case where the Shirayim became Tamei, or the Shirayim were lost or burnt, as in all cases you should be able to be Mak to the Kmitza, as long as you still have a Kazayas to the Shirayim, Ika Sava Shiur Lab Milsihi, and if Rav holds that by leaving over a part of the Shirayim, that doesn't suffice, and you would not be able to be makta the kmitza, and therefore, even if only part of the shrayim were lost or burned, you still cannot be makta the kmitza. But if so, that same din should apply to sreifa, and it must be the only reason why that doesn't apply to sreifa, and you can still be makta the kmitza, is as the Gemara states, v'nitma mai taima demratzit tzitz alachilais, that the reason why by nitma you could still be makta the kmitza is because Rav holds like Rebbe Elazar that the tzitz is maratza on basa of a carbon, and it's also maratza on the shirayim of a carbon that became tamei. The Gemara is, hihachi kol shira nami, then why did Rav specifically state that you have to have a kazayis left over that did not become tamei, as even if the entire shirayim became tamei, the tzitz should still be maratza, and the carbon should still be kosher, and certainly Rav cannot say that that's actually true, as then we would not have any scenario where Rabbi Shua would hold nitmu shira as psula. Because of this question, the Gemara explains, lo'ilim kasava shira milsi, and really Rav holds shira milsi, and therefore, as we previously mentioned, the din of Rav should not only apply to nitmu kol shira, avol mikser shira aloi, but it also should apply in the case of nisfu of the shira, and Rav would still say the same halacha that according to Rabbi Shua, the only time would be puzzle is only if the entire shirayim was lost, or the entire shirayim was burnt, and Rabbi Shua would agree that if only part of shirayim was lost or burnt, then the carbon would still be kosher. V'nitma v'hu adin la'av v'sarif, and when Rav stated the lashon shenitmu, he wasn't referring dafka to tuma, and certainly his halacha would apply in a case where it was nisufu shira or of the shira as well. And v'haydu kama nitma v'sharu nakat, and the reason why Rav spoke about a case of nitmu shira is because he was just speaking about the first case that was brought on Mishnah, but ainu chenami Rav's halacha is also applicable to the rest of the case of a Mishnah nisufu shira and of the shira. And as the Gemara continues, k'tanya, and as we actually learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Shua Imed, Rabbi Shua holds, calls Vachim Shabbatayr, Shinishtayim and Kazayas Basa, Oi Kazayas Chelev, Zerikas Adam, Kichetzi Zayas Basa, Kichetzi Zayas Chelev, Ein Zerikas Adam, and Uva Ula, Afilu Kichetzi Zayas Basa, Kichetzi Zayas Chelev, Zerikas Adam, Pesha Kula Kolel, Uva Mincha, Afilu Kula Kayemes, La Yizraik. And from this Brisa, we clearly see that this is actually the Shita Rabbi Shua, as the Brisa teaches us that even though Rabbi Shua holds, Imein Basa Ein Dam, Imein Dam Ein Basar, however, Rabbi Shua holds that if there's a carbon where someone still has part of the basar and he has at least a kezias of the basar, or he even has only a kezias of the chilev, and even though the rest of the basar or the rest of the murim and the chilev came tamei or was lost or burnt, then you could still do zrikas adam. And as Rashi states, the karina beha basar v'adam, as it's still a kima the pasuk that you still have basar and you still have dam. And Rabbi Shua continues that the only time that we have the din of imein basar in dam is only if you only remain with a half a kezias of basar or half a kezias of chilev, and since it's less than a kezias, then you can't do zrikas adam. And Rabbi Shua continues that benegei carbon oila, where the basa and chilev and emurim are kule kolil, therefore there could be a tziruf between basa and chilev, and therefore Rabbi Shua holds that even if one has a half a kezias of basa as well as a half a kezias of chilev, then the mitzaref and it's considered like you have a kezias, and therefore you could still be zrikas adam. And as we explained, because it's kule kolil, the next line in the brisa that states so mincha afilu kule kayamis lo yizra. We will explain in a moment. However, clearly we see from this brisa that Rabbi Shua holds that as long as one has a kezias of basar or kezias of dam, even though the rest was burnt or was lost or became tamei, then you could still do zrikas adam. Therefore, the same din would apply but again the kmitza, even if most of the kmitza became tamei or was lost or burnt, but you still have a kezias, then as Rav taught us, Rabbi Shua would hold you could still be makta the kmitza. And even though this last part of the brisa is not really relevant to our Gemara, but the Gemara now explains the last part of the brisa, as the brisa stated, "V'mincha afilu kul kayemes lo yizraik," and the Gemara is bothered, "Mincha maya vidita," and what connection is there between a mincha and a din of zrika? Why did the brisa state, "V'mincha afilu kul kayemes lo yizraik," and the Gemara explains, "Ara papa mincha sesachim," that the brisa is referring to the mincha sesachim, and sakadaita choyel v'hadi zevach klasya kegufei zizivcha damya kamash blon. And the chiddush of the brisa is, and one may have thought that lefi Rabbi Shua, even if one is missing all of the basar and all of the chilev, but he still has the minchas esachim, and maybe he should still be able to do zrikas adam, kamash balon, that the minchas esachim would not be matim to do zrikas adam. And as Rashi explains, the havmin is that it should be kegufa de zivcha damya, that the heavy b'mokim basar, ke'ilu nishtaya basar, kamash balon, delay. Gemara now continues, minar nimili, that how do we know the din that we just stated in the previous brisa, that even if one doesn't have any basar, but he has a kezias of chilev, that he could still do zrikas adam? And as Rashi states, minar nimili, dim loy nishtaya basar, Adam, and I in top tesis who points out that the Gemara will not ask how do we know that if one only has basar and not chilev, that he could still be zer Birkas Adam, and Zak Tesis, Boston Afkalom Mikro, Parakates Tzaylin, as the Gemara learns in Mesechtes Psachim, and Af Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, and our Gemara brings in Makar, as Omra Bechlem, Meshum Rabbi Shmuel, Motaba Meshum Rabbi Shul Ben Chananya, as Omakro, as the Pasuk and Pasha Achrome states, Vizorka Koyan Sadama, Mizbach Hashem, Pesach El Maid, Vihik Dachil, Vlurech Nichoyach Lashem, and it's Mashmur that the Koyan could do Zrikas Adam, as long as he has Chelev, and as the Gemara states, Chelev Afal Pishayim Basar, and the Gemara continues, Eshchon Chelev, so now we have a Makar, and one could do Zrika, even though he only has Chelev and he doesn't have Basar. However, Yeseris Ushtea Kleis Minolon, how do you know that this applies, even if you don't have any Chelev left, there are only other items that will be placed in a Mizbeach, like the Yeseris and Ushtea Kleis, and the Gemara continues to explain this Shaila, as Lamaik said, how do we even know that if one only had Yeseris and Ushtea Kleis, that he could do Zrika Zadam, as we have a Dik from the previous Brisa, the Tony as the Brisa stated, with Mincha Filu Kul Kiyamas Le Yizraik, and it's Mashma Minchud Le Yizraik, that the only time one cannot do Zrika Zadam is only if you only have the Minchas Sasachim, and it's Mashma, even if you don't have Basar and you don't have Chelev, but you still have the Yeseris and Shteya Kleis, you can still perform Zrika, and as the Gemara states, Ha Yeseris and Shteya Kleis Yizraik, Minolan, and what is the Makar, and Rabbi Yechon Yidei Amar, and even though previously Rabbi Yechon brought down a member in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, who brought it down from Yeshua ben Chananya, however, regarding this Makar, Rabbi Yechon himself brought the Makar, as the Pasuk states, L'reich Nechayach, as in that same Pasuk, the Pasuk uses the term L'reich Nechayach, and we learn out that not only could a Kohen do Zrika if he has Chelev remaining, but Kol She'atamayla L'reich Nechayach, and we learn out that the Kohen could do Zrika as long as he has any item that will go up on the Mizbeach, L'reich Nechayach, including the Aseris of Shteya Kleyes. Gemara continues to explain, V'ischuch L'michtav Chelev, V'ischuch L'michtav L'reich Nechayach, that the Pasuk had to say both of these Limudim as the Ikas of Chelev, as if the Torah would only use the term Chelev, Havimina Chelev in Yeseris Shteya Kleyes Lai, then we would think that the only time that one could do Zrika is only if he has Chelev left over, but if he only had Yeseris Shteya Kleyes, he would not be able to do Zrika, and therefore, Kasrach Banu Reich Nechayach, as we just explained, however, Kasrach Banu Reich Nechayach, but if the Torah would have just written Reich Nechayach, although certainly it would have included that if one has Chelev, they could do Zrika, but Havimina Filim Mincha, then one may have thought that as long as you have anything going on in Mizbeach for Reich Nechayach, including the Minchas Asachim, then the Kohen can still do Zrika. Therefore, Kasrach Mono Chelev, and as Rashi states, the Mashma, the Reich Nechayach Le Marbi, El Dumi de Chelev, the Megufa de Zevachu, and therefore Reich Nechayach will only include the Yeseris and Shteya Kleyes, and will not include the Minchas Asachim. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. And as we know, that certainly when someone brings a Kor Mincha, then he has to place the Seilus and the Shemen and the Levoina into a Klisharis. And our Mishnah teaches us, Shalei B'Klisharis, Pasul, Rab Shimon Machsher, that if after one does the Kmitza, one doesn't place the Kmitza into a Klisharis, then according to the Tanakhama, the Mincha would be Pasul. Not only is a requirement for a Klisharis at the beginning, but is also a requirement to place the Kmitza into a Klisharis and then bring it up on the Mizbeach and then pour the contents out onto the Mizbeach. However, Rab Shimon holds that the Mincha would still be Kosher, even though you didn't place the Kmitza into another Klisharis, and the Gemara will bring a three-way Machlekes between Amorayim as to how to explain the Sheet of Rab Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Hik the Kaimtza Pamayim Kshira, that if one is makted the Kaimtz at two different times, and he was makted in stages, then it would still be kosher. And the Gemara begins, and will bring three different ways to understand the Sheet of Rab Shimon. Number one, Amr Rab Yudah B'Rab Chia, my time with Rab Shimon, that was the reason that Rab Shimon stated, Shleibu Klisharis is kosher, as Amr Kroz, Pasuk and Pasuk Sav tells us, Loi Se'ofa Chomeitz, Chalkum Nesati Oisome Ish Oi, Kaidish Kadashim Hi, Kachatas V'Chashom, and Rab Shimon learns that at times, a Karim Mincha is like a Karim Chatas, and at times it's like a Karim Chatas. And Rab Shimon holds, Bola Oiv Biyad, Oiv Biyad Min Kachatas, that if the Kohen be Mimakta the Kmitza using his hand instead of a Klisharis, then certainly he could do so, but he has to use his right hand, just like when he does the Matanis Hadam of the Karim Chatas, where the Pasuk states, Lashon Kohen and the Lashon Etzba. However, Bekli, Oiv Bismal Kasham, however, if the Kohen will be Makta the Kmitza using a Kli, then there's no requirement to hold a Kli in his right hand, and even if he holds it in his left hand, he could do so, just like we find B'degei Karban Asham. And as Rashi states, B'smol Ka'asham, Shez Yukasi B'kli V'lei B'yad, as we know, you do Zrika of Shtayim Shein Arba. And Rashi continues that Rav Shimon and our Mishnah is going L'shitasai, as we learned in the Braisa B'negei Zrika, that Zorik B'smol Pasol, Rav Shimon Machshed, Meshum D'Vishag Zrika's HaKabonis, like Siv Etzpa El Kuna. According to Rav Shimon, if the Pasuk only uses the term Kuna and doesn't use the term Etzpa, then there is no requirement to use your right hand. Zok Rav Yehuda B'ri Rav Chia, that ultimately we see that if you Shimon, if one never places the kmitza into a kli, then the carbon is still kosher. And as Rashi states, biyad shle kitchen b'kli, and almond actually chatas shma minod loy by a kli, Vlad Shiavdenu B'yamin, but there is a requirement to do so with your right hand. And the Gemara now continues with the second explanation as to the Shita Rav Shimon, as Rav Yane Omar, Kiman Shekmatzer Mikli Shoreis, Maleo Maktira, Afilu B'mayner, Afilu B'makida Shelcheres. Rav Yane holds that according to Rav Shimon, as long as initially the entire mincha was in the Kli Shoreis, and the Kohen did a proper Kmitza from the Kli Shoreis, then he no longer has to place the Kmitza into a Kli at all, even if he would place the Kmitza into his belt, or in his shirt, or in an earthenware keli that's not a Kli Shoreis, then the Kmitza would still be valid. As Mefarshim explained, Rav Yane is being chaylik Rav Yehud Breeder Rav Chia. Rav Yane holds that not only does the Kmitza not have to be placed in the Kli Shoreis, but you don't even have to be makted with your hand, and you could even be makted a Kmitza using your gatel or Kli Chol, and even using your left hand. As Benegid Akhtar of the Kmitza, there is no requirement at all to either use his hand or to use a Kli Shoreis, and as long as you makted the Kmitza on his back, then it will be kosher. But keep in mind that even Rav Yane agrees that the initial Kmitza has to be done with the Kohen's hand, and it must be done with his right hand. And I in the second tesis in the Amid, the Ibn Masl of Rav Yane Omar, Kimet Shekmatim Mikli Shoreis, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with the third explanation as to the Shita Rav Shimon, as Rav Nachma Yitzchak Omar, HaKol Moed Mekoimet Shetoyin Kiddush. Rav Nachma Yitzchak holds that even Rav Shimon agrees, and not only is there an initial requirement for the entire Mincha to be placed in the Kli Shoreis, but after the Kohen does Kmitza, he has to place the Kmitza into a Kli Shoreis. When our Mishnah says Shalei B'Kli Shoreis, Rav Shimon is Machsher, it doesn't mean that you never had to place the Kmitza in the Kli Shoreis. It just means that after you place the Kmitza in the Kli Shoreis, if the Kohen then goes and takes the Kmitza out and places it on the Mizbeach, doesn't transfer the Kmitza directly from the Kli Shoreis onto the Mizbeach, that would still be kosher. And the Gemara now continues and will ask a question on the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda Breeder Rav Chia, who explained Rav Shimon holds that when one is makted the Kmitza on the Mizbeach using his hand, he has to use his right hand. As the Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from a Brisa, and this Brisa will bring six different cases. In order to make it easier to understand, the Brisa splits it up into two parts. As the Brisa first teaches us, Hekta Chalavim Veivarim Veitzim Shehelim Bein Bia Bein Mekli Bein Biyamin Bein Bismal Ksherin. If one is makted Chalavim Veivarim or Eitzim on the Mizbeach, and he does so either with his hand or with a Kli, and it doesn't make a difference if he did so with his right hand or with his left hand, then it would be kosher, and this is not relevant to our Gemara. However, the Brisa continues and discusses the Kmitza. As the Brisa states, HaKlimitz Vakteris Valavoyno Shehelim Bein Bia Bein Mekli Bein Biyamin Bein Bismal Ksherin. And we see clearly from here that if one is makted the Kmitza on the Mizbeach using his hand, then it doesn't make a difference if he does so with his right hand or with his left hand, and it would still be kosher. And certainly this Brisa is going according to the Shita Rav Shimon. The Brisa teaches us that one does not have to be makted the Kmitza using a Kli Shoreis, and could even be makted biyad. And even so, the Brisa states that when you're being makted the Kmitza biyad, the Kohen could do so with his right hand, and therefore the Gemara is Tiyufta Rav Yehuda Breeder Rav Chia. However, the Gemara answers Amar L'cha Rav Yehuda Breeder Rav Chia L'stadin Kani biyad biyamin bekli bein biyamin bein mismal. And Rav Yehuda Breeder Rav Chia explains that the Brisa actually means to tell us that if one does Kmitza biyad, then certainly has to do so with his right hand. Then there's a new clause in the Brisa that if he does so bekli, then bein biyamin bein bismal ksherin, then it will be kosher if he uses his left hand. And as we previously learned, bekli oivde bismal kosham, that Rav Shimon agrees that if one does the Kmitza with a kli, then he can even use his left hand based on the fact that we compare a mincha to a carbon asham. The Gemara will now continue and bring three separate rayas against the Shita Rav Nachman, and ultimately the Gemara will say tiyufta de Rav Nachman. And let us recall that Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained the Shita Rav Shimon that although certainly even Rav Shimon agrees that after the Kohen does Kmitza, he has to take the Kmitza and place it in a second Kli Shoreis. However, Rav Shimon holds that once it was already in the Kli Shoreis, the Kohen can now remove the Kmitza from the Kli Shoreis and place it on the Mizbeach and doesn't have to use a Kli. As Rashi stated, Shim Notloy Mitoch Kli Shoreis La'acha Shekitchabai Va'aleo B'yodah V'ektira Kasher. The Gemara is Tashma, that'll bring you right from this Brisa against the Shita of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The Brisa teaches us that in the following three cases, the Tanakama holds that the Mincha would be Pasol. Number one, even if initially the one placed the entire Mincha into a Kli Shoreis and then he transferred it into another Kli, and then the Kohen did Kmitza from that Kli, so according to the Tanakama, Mincha would be Pasol. And as the Brisa states, Kamatzah Shalom Kli Shoreis, that if he did Kmitza after the Mincha was already transferred out of the initial Kli Shoreis and is now in a regular Kli Chol. And keep in mind that we explained the Brisa based on our Gisa, however, others are Gurus, Kamatzah Mikli Shoreis. The Mishnah is beginning by telling us that even if one did Kmitza properly from a regular Kli Shoreis, in the following two cases, the Tanakama would hold that the Mincha is Pasol. And as the Brisa continues, Vikitshah Shalom Kli Shoreis, according to our Gisa of our Gemara, then Vikitshah Shalom Kli Shoreis is the second case Klisharis, and it means, or in a case, after the entire mincha was in a regular Klisharis, and he actually did the Kmitza properly from a Klisharis, he then never placed the Kmitza into another Klisharis, and according to the second case that we mentioned, this is just a continuation of the first case, that after he placed the entire mincha into a Klisharis, he then did Kmitza, and he didn't place the Kmitza into a Klisharis, and the Brisa mentions another case, or the hell of Ektira, Shalebi Klisharis, even if he placed the Kmitza into a Klisharis, then he did the law and the Akhtara of the Kmitza without a Klisharis, then according to Tanakama, the mincha will be pasul. However, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, and Matan Kli, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon hold that as long as the Kmitza was placed into any Kli, and even in a Kli Chol, and then he was makta the Kmitza on him his back, then the mincha would be kosher. And clearly we see that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no requirement to place the Kmitza into Klisharis, and as long as you place it into any Kli, it would still be kosher. When Meister Rav Nachman by Yitzchak stated, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that at some point the Kmitza had to be placed in the Klisharis, and the Gemara answers, Eimo Matan Kli Ve'elech, that when Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon stated that the Machshir Matan Kli, it didn't mean that you could actually take the Kmitza and place it directly into any other Kli, and even in Kli Chol, and it would still be kosher. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon were going back on the case of the Brisa of the Hell of Ektiru Shalei B'Klisharis, and they are actually consistent with the explanation of Nachman Yitzchak, as they are teaching us that as long as the Kohen placed the Kmitza into a Klisharis, then even if he would be Hell of Ektiru Shalei B'Klisharis and use the Kli Chol for the rest of the Avodahs, then the Mincha would still be kosher. And keep in mind that not only would the Mincha be kosher if you use the Kli Chol, but the Mincha would also be kosher if the Kohen used his hands. Although the Gemara's question was specifically on the way to Rav Nachman Yitzchak understood the Sheet of Rav Shimon, however, based on the simple reading of the Braisa, it would seem that it would be a bit schwer to understand how this fits in according to Rabbi Yanai and according to Rabbi Yudabre Rav Chia as well, since Lemaisa, Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon stated that there is a requirement for some sort of a Kli, and Ayin Rachrenim would discuss this point. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and will bring another Raya against Rav Nachman Yitzchak from another Braisa, and the Braisa brings a Machlekes between the Chacham and Rav Shimon, as the Chacham Maimrim, Kaimitz Tayin Kli Shares, as the Chacham hold that after one does for Kmitza, then he has to place the Kmitza in the Klisharis, and Ketzad claims him in Klisharis, he does the Kmitza from a Klisharis, and then Umakachi Klisharis, and then he places the Kmitza into another Klisharis, Umala Maktir Klisharis, and he also has to perform all the rest of the Avodahs while the Kmitza is in the Klisharis. However, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon argued in Tanakama, and he holds, Kimin Shekmatza Miklisharis, Malu Maktir Shalei Miklisharis Vidayai, as long as initially the Mincha was placed in the Klisharis, and the Kohen does Kmitza from that Klisharis, then there's no longer need to use a Klisharis. And of course, Rav Nachman Yitzchak held that even after the Kohen did Kmitza, he has to place the Kmitza into Klisharis, and only then could he take the Kmitza out of the Klisharis and be Makter on the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara answers, Ema, Kimin Shekmatza Vikitcha Viklisharis, Malu Maktir Vidayai, that in the Chinami will have to change the words of the Braisa. And according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Braisa really is teaching us that after the Kohen does Kmitza from a Klisharis, and then he placed it into another Klisharis, at that point, if it would be Malu Maktir Shalei Viklisharis, that would suffice. And the Gemara continues with another Tashma, and as we mentioned, the Gemara will end off Tiyufta to Rav Nachman. This Braisa teaches us a din, Benegea Pigol, and Benegea Machshav is Chutzel Zmana and Chutzel Mekoymai. The Braisa teaches us, Kamat B'Yaminoi, V'Nasam B'Smoiloi, Yachzel Yaminoi, that if the Kohen did Kmitza using his right hand, and then without placing into any other Kli, he transfers the Kmitza into his left hand, and since we previously learned, Bala Oiv de Biyad, Oiv de Biyamin, so certainly he has to transfer the Kmitza back to his right hand in order to perform the rest of the Avodais. Braisa continues, B'Smoloi, that if while the Kmitza is in his left hand, and we continue at Avchav Vavim Beis, V'Chishav Olea, Bein Chutzel Mekoymai, Bein Chutzel Zmanai, Pasol Ve'in Beikaris, so during that time frame, he had an improper Kavana, he had Kavana to be Makta the Kmitza, or to eat the Shirayim, Chutzel Mekoymai, Chutzel Zmanai. Now, although generally, if someone had Kavana of Chutzel Zmanai, and if he ate the Shirayim, he'd be Chayiv Karis, but since he had his Kavana while the Kmitza was in his left hand, therefore, though the carbon would still be Pasol, however, if he ate the Shirayim, he would not be Chayiv Karis. However, the Braisa continues, Be Yaminai, V'chishav Olea, Chutzel Mekoymai, Pasol Ve'in Beikaris, Chutzel Zmanai, Pigel V'chayavon of Karis, Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that if he actually had the Kmitza in his right hand, and either when it was initially in his right hand, or when he transferred the Kmitza back to his right hand, and he had an improper machshava, then the standard dinim of pigel would apply, and if he had an improper kavana of chutzel mekoymai, then the carbon would be pasul, however he would not be chayiv kares, and if he had an improper kavana of chutzel zmanai, then not only would the carbon be pasul, but if he ate the shirayim, he would be chayiv kares. However, the Braisa teaches us, v'chom ra'imim, kimin shun son of the small, pasalti matnasai, once someone transferred the Kmitza from his right hand to his left hand, then the Kmitza already became pasul. He could no longer be makta to the Kmitza. And the Gemara continues, my taima, and what is was a reason for the din of the chachamim mishum the bayi kedusha b'kli, as the chacham hold, not only does the kmitza have to be placed in the kli shoreis, but immediately after the kohen does kmitza, he has to place it in the kli shoreis, just like we find with the gay regular carbon, that kabbalas hadam has to be performed immediately after shechita, and if the dam actually falls onto the ground, then the dam would be pasul, and as our gemara states, v'kivin shenasan l'smol nasa kedam shenishpach mitzav behim al ritzba v'asfa isha pasul, and as Rashi brings down the nafkalam and v'lochach midam apar dam mehapar yikablenu, they have to be mekabel the dam directly from the par v'kiddush kaimut b'makom kabbalas dam u'smol b'loy kli arei k'ritzba. Therefore, l'fi the chachamim, since immediately after the kmitza, the kohen placed the kmitza into his left hand, even if he will transfer back to his right hand and he'll place it into the kli shoreis, that would not suffice. And the Gemara now continues and brings its raya against Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, as Michal de Rav Lezer Rav Shimon loy boru matan kli, as muchach from this brisa. Now, l'fi Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, there is no requirement that the kmitza has to be placed in the kli shoreis at any point, and that's why, according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, even if the kohen did the kmitza with his right hand and then he transferred the kmitza with his left hand and ultimately transferred it back to his right hand, that would still be kosher. And the Gemara therefore ends off tiyofta Rav Nachman tiyofta. And the Gemara continues that Rav Yehuda Rav Chiya Maseyele, that this price is raya to the sheet of Rav Yehuda Rav Chiya, and according to Rav Shimon, even though there is no requirement to place the kmitza in a kli shoreis at any point, even though if one places the kmitza into a kli, then he could even use his left hand. However, if he's going to use his hand, then he must use his right hand. That's why, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, that while the kmitza is in his left hand, that any machshava that he had during that period of time is not considered invalid machshava but a geya pigol. And number two, the brisa stated, "Kamet b'yamin v'nasan b'smalay yachzir l'yaminay." Prior to performing any other avodas, he has to transfer the kmitza back to his right hand. And the Gemara continues, "Rabbi Yannai le matev t'tifta that l'chayr from his brisa, we should be able to bring a raya against Rabbi Yannai, as Rabbi Yannai held that l'fi Rav Shimon, not only does one not have to use the kli shoreis, but even the aktar of the kmitza can be done with the kohen's left hand. And clearly from this brisa we see that Rav Shimon requires the right hand. And the Gemara responds that inachinami, this brisa would not be able to go like the shita Rabbi Yannai, but in nada amri ketana de hekta v'lav l'stodin tani, I have a brisa that is actually mashma like me, and the way I explain the shita Rav Shimon, as we saw in the initial brisa that we brought when we asked a question Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya, so the brisa stated hakoymet shehelam bein biyad bein bekli bein biyamin bein b'smol k'sherin, and certainly the pasha of that brisa is mashma exactly like the shita Rabbi Yannai, that the aktaras hakmitza can even be done with the left hand of the kohen, and certainly we will explain this brisa based on the pashas of the brisa, and not like the teretz that the Gemara previously brought, according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya, that the brisa meant let studding tani biyad biyamin bekli bein biyamin bein b'smol. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah hik the kaimtze pamayim k'shira, that if one is makta the kmitza in parts, then it would still be kosher. The Gemara brings a machlekes samroyim as to explanation of our Mishnah, as Amar Bishul Malevi pamayim v'lei pame pamayim, that the Mishnah stated that one could be makta the kmitza in two parts. However, one cannot be makta the kmitza in more than two parts. And Rabbi Yechon Amar pamayim v'afilu pame pamayim. Rabbi Yechon holds that one could even be makta the kmitza in multiple parts. And the Gemara now asks, "May benau?" Certainly, we know the nafkamina between them, and the Gemara is asking that was the makar for their machlekes. And the Gemara explains that the yisoy of the machlekes is based on the following points: as number one, could a kmitza be less than shnei zesim? And number two, could you do aktara of less than a kezayis of a kmitza? And as Rab Zeri explains, Rabbi Shul ben Levi salva in kaimitz pachas mishnei zesim vein aktara pchus mekezayis. Rabbi Shul ben Levi holds that a kmitza can never be less than two zesim, and the shear aktara has to be at least a kezayis. And the mele l'fi Rabbi Shul ben Levi, since every kmitza has to be at least the size of two zesim, and he holds that the aktar of the kmitza has to be at least a kezayis, therefore, if one has a kmitza that's the size of two kezayisim, and he does the aktar in parts, and he first does the aktar of one kezayis, then he does the aktar of another kezayis, so at this point, he was able to do two aktaris of two zesim, and that is all he has. Certainly, he can't split the kmitza into smaller parts, as one cannot do aktar of a kmitza if the size of the kmitza is less than a kezayis. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Shul ben Levi Sava in Kaimitz Pachas Mishnei Zesim, Vein Aktara Pachas Mikazayas, and Hilkal Chai Denokim Asisim Pamayim Dafka Nokat, Shte Bechol Aktara Kazayas, Veloi Pachas, Dein Aktara Pachas Mikazayas. However, Rabbi Yechon Sava, Yesh Kaimitz Pachas Mishnei Zesim, Vyesh Aktara Pachas Mikazayas, Rabbi Yechon holds that since it's possible for one to do Kamitza on a shear that's less than two Kazayasim, and therefore, since a Mishnah taught us Stamar, Hikta Kaimitz Pamayim Kshira, and it didn't teach us that this is specifically in the case where where the kmitza was more than two kazaisim, so therefore it's clear that one could even perform haktara on a shear that's less than a kazayis, and therefore there should be no difference if one does the haktara in two stages or if one does haktara in multiple stages. And as Rashi states, and the Gemara now continues that just like we know the dam is matir basar, so we also know that the kmitz is matir shirayim bachila. And the Gemara brings a machlekes as to at one point the shirayim would be mutar bachila. As itma we learn kmitz meimis matir shirayim bachila. At what point would the kmitz be matir shirayim to be eaten? And Rabbi Chanina Amar mashal b'yisar, Rabbi Yechon Amar mishitatz b'yisar berubai. As Rabbi Chanina holds that as long as the fire took hold of the kmitz and even as only on meat of the kmitz, then the shirayim would already be mutar bachila. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that the only way that the shirayim would be mutar bachila is only after the fire took hold of most of the kmitza. As Rashi states, "Me'im misay matir d'chsev kodesh kedoshim me'ishe Hashem." We learn ein lan chilek al acha ishe Hashem. And the Gemara continues, "Amli Rabbi Yehuda Rabba Rav Yitzchak asbelachot time to Rabbi Yechon." I'll explain to you the reasoning and the makar for the dinner of Rabbi Yechon. As Amakra, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayera tells us, "Vayashka if al pnei sdoim va'mayir va'al kol pnei eretz akika va'yar v'hinei olo kiter ha'aretz kekita kivshon." And the matzias is in kivshon malakita achitotz abrubai. Smoke doesn't rise out of a furnace till the fire caught hold on most of its wood. Rashi brings down that since b'negei the kmitza, the pasuk uses the term v'hikter hilchach b'inon kiter. Therefore, we need that type of smoke, and that's why Rabbi Yechon states that the shear is mishitotzes b'yisar abrubai. And the Gemara continues, "Amli Ravim bar Rav Adler Rava Amri Tamidecha Amrav Amram." That Ravim bar Rav Adler told Rava that your talmidim said over the name of Rav Amram Tanya that we learned to the brisa. The pasuk states in Pashas Sav Tzav is Aram Ves Bon of Lemur Zoyz Teres Ha'ila He Ha'ila Al Moik Dalam Mizbech Kol Alaglad Abiker Ve'isham Mizbech Tukabai. And the pasuk clearly states that there are some items that can remain on the Mizbech the entire night until the morning. And the brisa explains Eil Niel Advarim Shadakin Lekar B'Laila, that one would think that the only time that you can have items staying on the Mizbech and be burnt the entire night is only regarding those items that's normal to burn them at night. And could go in a Varim V'Pedarim Shemalim Maktira Miboya Shemesh U'Misachlim V'Hochlim Kol Alayla Kula. You would actually be makir of these items after Shkia, and then they can remain on the fire, be consumed by the fire the entire night. However, Dvorim Shedakin Likar B'Yoyim Could go in a Kremitz V'Alavoyin Debak Teres U'Michas Kremim U'Michas Kremim Meshuach U'Michas Asachim Shemalim Maktira Miboya Shemesh. How do we know that those items that must be brought on the Mizbech during the daytime, if you'll be makriv them at night, that you could leave them on the Mizbech the entire night? The Gemara is bothered that how could the Gemara have just stated that if you actually place them on the Mizbech after Shkia, that you could leave them there the entire night? If we just stated that these items are things that must be placed on the Mizbech during the daytime, and the Gemara therefore explains Elim Boya Shemesh, that the Brisa doesn't mean that you'll actually bring them up after Shkia, but it means that you will be makriv them a moment before Shkia, and then you'll be able to leave them on the Mizbech the entire night. Either the Gemara means that although in the Risha when we spoke about Evarim Pedarim, so certainly it makes sense to be Gurus Shemalim Maktirim Boya Shemesh. However, in the Sefer of the Brisa, it doesn't make sense to be Gurus that you could be Malim Maktirim Boya Shemesh, and therefore we will be Gurus in the Sefer Malonu Maktiron in Boya Shemesh. Or we could explain that the Gemara is actually not changing the Gears in the Brisa, and the Gemara is saying that we use these terms in order to have symmetry between the Risha and the Sefer. In the Risha, when we use the term Boya Shemesh, it means from right after sunset. However, when the Sefer states Miboya Shemesh, it refers in Boya Shemesh and refers to a moment before Shkia. And the Gemara now continues to quote the Brisa. As the Brisa explains, how do you know that those Dvarim that are dak in the Karabiyoim could be Malon and Maktiran in Boya Shemesh and Misachim Vahokhin Kalalaglam in Nayin, Talmud Lehm is Zeis Teres Eila Riba? So the Pasuk teaches us that even those items that are placed on the Mizbeach during the daytime could remain on the Mizbeach the entire night. The Gemara now continues with this question, and this question will be on Rabbi Yechon, who stated that the shirayim could only be eaten mishitatzis b'yisar berubai. And as the Gemara is van boya shemesh lemishkachas lo shitatzar berubai, that if the kmitza was only placed on the mizbeach right before shkia, then how could it be that the fire actually attached to most of the kmitza prior to sunset? And if so, then the kmitza should not be considered like it was already placed on the mizbeach properly, and therefore how can you say that it could stay on the mizbeach the entire night? And the Gemara explains lekasha kam litloy kam lahater in a chenamida tudinim regarding the kmitza. As the Brisa is discussing the amount of time that the kmitza has to be on the mizbeach in order for it to be considered colored by the mizbeach, the Brisa teaches us that as long as you place the kmitza on the mizbeach a moment before shkia, then that would suffice, and you can now leave the kmitza on a Mizbeach until the morning, and the Haktara was considered a valid Haktara. However, Rabbi Yechon was discussing as to at one point the Shuraim are going to be Mutar B'Achila, and that only occurs Mishutatsu Z'or B'Rubai, and in the Chinami, in this case, it could be the Kohen would not be able to eat the Shuraim until sometime later in the evening, once it gets to the point of Mishutatsu Z'or B'Rubai. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Leza Masin Lo Mi Boya Shemesh, Rabbi Leza holds that it is possible that the only way that the Mizbeach would actually be Koyle to Kmitza is only if it was actually placed on a Mizbeach much earlier than Kmitza, as we can't differentiate between the Din of Klita, the Din of Achila Shirayim, and if the Dzman of Achila Shirayim is Mishitatsu Bayesar Ubarubai, then the Dzman for Klita is also Mishitatsu Bayesar Ubarubai. If he says, certainly, if the Kmitza is going to be Niklat on a Mizbeach, Akhtaras HaKmitza had to be placed on a Mizbeach at a time when it still could be Mishitatsu Ubarubai, and certainly there is no Shaila that if you place the Kmitza on a Mizbeach at a proper time, then you could certainly leave it on a Mizbeach the entire night. And Rabbi Leza therefore explains that the Braisa is teaching us if one did a proper Haktaras Kmitza, then it was already after Shkiyas HaChama, because of the heat of the fire of the Mizbeach, some of the Kmitza fell off of the Mizbeach, and the Braisa wants to know that how do we know that you could place that part of the Kmitza back onto the Mizbeach. And as the Gemara continues, V'chein ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yana B'Pekin, and similarly when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and said over the name of Rav Yana that this Braisa is talking about a specific case of Pekin, and as Rashi explains, B'Pekin B'Kaimitz Lovina Kreifzim Teicha Arv Neuflin Malon Oysen Kal Laila. The Gemara continues, Umi Am Rav Yana Hachi, how could you say that Rav Yana explained this Braisa that it's referring to a case of Pekin if this Braisa refers to Ketarius as well? And as the Braisa stated, Dvarim Shadakan Likar B'Yayim Kagoyin Akreimitz V'Alvein V'Akteris, as we will see, the Rav Yana actually holds that if the Ketarius fall off of the Mizbeach, they are not placed back on the Mizbeach, and if so, how could Rav Yana be explaining this Braisa if he disagrees with this point? And as our Gemara continues, V'Am Rav Yana Ketarius Shepokim Al Gav Mizbeach Filu Kratan Shabah in Machzirin Reisan, even if the whole part of the Ketarius, which Rashi states is Shleimim V'Chashuvim Shabah, and even though it's Chashuv, then if it falls off the Mizbeach, then we don't place them back on the Mizbeach, and if so, how could Rav Yana explain that the Braisa is talking about Pekin? If that would be the case, then the Braisa is actually teaching us that if some of the Ketarius fall off the Mizbeach, that you can place them back on the Mizbeach, and V'Tani Rav Chanina Bar Ben Yumi B'Debei Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov, that the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav states, V'Lovish HaKoyim Midoy Vadim Mitchasei Vad Yil B'Shah B'Sarei V'Hemer Sadesh and Shetech La'esh Sa'ila Al Mizbeach V'Sama Eitz Al Mizbeach, we learn out Ikula Oila Atem Achse V'Yatem Achse Ikula Ketarius, that it's only parts of the Oila that fall off the Mizbeach that you have to return to the Mizbeach. One would not return any parts of the Ketarius that fall off the Mizbeach. And the Gemara responds, some Mekan Ketarius, that in the Chinami, the way to understand this Braisa is that the Braisa is referring to Pekin, and we should remove the word Ketarius from the Braisa, as in the Chinami, in the case of Ketarius, if it falls off the Mizbeach, you would not put it back on the Mizbeach. The Gemara now continues and brings three Shailas, as Amr Rabasi, Kipasha Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos, Boi Hachi, that Rabbi Asi stated when Rabbi Elazar was learning Mesechtas Menachos, so he asked the following, Kaimit Shesidra Visid Lovas Amaracha Mahu, that if instead of placing the Kmitza on top of the wood on the Mizbeach, one placed the Kmitza on the Mizbeach and then placed wood on top of it, so what would be the Halacha? As Derech Haktar B'Kach, in Derech Haktar B'Kach, as do we say that this is also considered Derech Haktar, or do we say this is not Derech Haktar, and therefore it would be Pasol, and the Gemara ends off, Teiku, and the Gemara continues, Boi Chizkia, Evaron Shesidra Visid Alein Samaracha Mahu, the similar Shaila can be asked, B'Negei a regular carbon, as if one set up the Evaron on the Mizbeach and then placed the Maracha on top of the Evaron, what would Halacha be? Chizkia bases Shaila on a Pasuk, as the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra states, V'Orchu Bnei Aaron Akrinim Asen Esachim Asa Reish Vesapadar Ala Itzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach, and the Pashat, the Pasuk is telling us that we should place all these Vorim on the Itzim itself, and as the Gemara states, Ala Itzim Arachmona Dafka Ala Itzim, and it has to go Dafka on top of the Itzim. We do more Kivin Dixiv Kroachrina, or would we say that since the Pasuk in Pashat Tzav states, V'lova Shakayim Midei Vad, U'michtisei Vad Yil Bashar B'Sarai, V'hir Mesadeshen Shetoykh Ala Eish Asa Oila Ala Mizbeach, V'Sama Itz Ala Mizbeach, this Pasuk tells us that the oila went on top of the Mizbeach itself and not on top of the Eitzim. So Yiboy Hachi Ovid, one has a choice, and either you could place the Evarim on top of Eitzim or you could place it directly onto the Mizbeach. Once again, the Gemara ends off Teiku, and the Gemara continues with the third Shaila, by Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Evarim Shesudim B'tzidei HaMaracha Mahu, that if the Evarim were placed on the side of the Maracha and were never placed on the fire, would that be a kim of the Mitzvah Tar of the Evarim? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha continues to explain, as a Libid Amanda Oma Al Mamish Leiti Boy Lecha, as according to the Manda Oma, that always holds that when the Pasuk uses the term Al, it means Mamish on top of, certainly I do not have a Shaila, and certainly would not be valid. And as we continue on Daf Chav Zayin Aleph, Ala Eitzim Ksiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, states, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha'kohenim, and Zachem as a reish v'as a padar, ala etzim, and therefore certainly he has to go on top of the etzim, and it can't be next to the etzim. However, ki t'boi l'cha, libe d'man da'oma, al b'samach, but my shayla is according to the man da'oma that holds, that when the Torah uses the term al, it could be next to, and as the pasuk states in Parshas Bamidbar, V'olov matam min asher, and my, what is the halacha, hachinami al b'samach, we say that the word al in our pasuk could also refer to next to the etzim, or idilma, or do we say, ala etzim dumi d'alam is be'ach, since the pasuk states, ala etzim asher ala ish, ashalam is be'ach, and ma hosam al mamish, and certainly b'negei adam is be'ach, there is no question that the etzim have to be placed directly on a mizbeach, and afachinami al mamish, and therefore when the pasuk states, ala etzim, so it has to be placed on the fire itself, and it can't be placed on the side of the etzim, and once again, the Gemara ends off teku, and Rashi at the top of the Amid, that this machlekes as to how to explain the word al, found later on in Daf Satuk Vav, and his machlekes b'negei lechem upon him, as the pasuk states, v'nesat al amarechas levayna zaka, and the question is, if it's al mamish, or al b'samuch, as we will learn later on, and we will stop over here.